President Trump, ladies and gentlemen, our talks were constructive. We had mutual respect. These were very useful and substantial talks. Once again, thanks to my American counterpart, my colleague, for his invitation to come to Alaska. It's quite a reasonable decision to meet here. Our countries are divided by oceans, but in fact, we are close neighbors in ways, because when I stepped down from the plane, I said, good afternoon, my neighbor, I'm so happy to see you in good health and alive, and it's a very good neighborly welcome, a kind of welcome. So we are divided by the Bering Strait. In fact, there are two islands there between the Russian and the American island. There are only 4 kilometers there, so we are close neighbors. Also, Alaska ties us through mutual history, our two countries, Russia and the United States. There are many positive events that tie us together. There's a lot of cultural heritage here from the Russian-America period. There are Orthodox churches here, geographical names, topological names that carry Russian legacy, Russian names. In fact, it was through here that some of the military equipment that came to Russia, to the Soviet Union, in the Land Lease program, and our specialists from both sides, and drivers and military men, risked everything, risked their lives to help us. And there is, in fact, a monument in Magadan to air pilots from America and from the Soviet Union who gave up their lives to make sure that victory was possible. And we are thankful to the American authorities for remembering those heroes here as well in Alaska. We're grateful for that, and we will continue to remember all other historical examples where our two countries worked together to defeat our common enemies, when we united, when we helped each other, assisted each other. And I think that legacy will help us restore, rebuild ties, build on mutual respect, even in these difficult circumstances. So Russian-American meetings, high-level meetings, haven't been held in more than 4 years. This is a long period, and this was a very tough period for both of our countries. In fact, let me be frank, this was the lowest point for us since the Cold War, and this wasn't a positive thing for the world or for our countries. So it was evident, self-evident, that sooner or later we had to rectify the situation and return to dialogue. So that is why a personal in-person meeting of the two leaders of the two countries was a necessity. We did a lot of work. Our teams did a lot of work to prepare for this meeting. Myself and President Trump have had very good direct contacts, conversations over the phone. And as you know, American Special Envoy Mr. Witkoff came to Russia on multiple occasions, and our foreign ministries, heads of foreign ministers were also in communication. So, as you know, one of the key issues for us was resolving the issue of Ukraine, the conflict in Ukraine, and we are seeing that President Trump is personally involved, personally interested in resolving this conflict, understanding the in-depth reasons for that conflict. And I have said on multiple occasions that this has to do with Russian national interests and security interests. We've always seen Ukraine as a brotherly nation of Russia's, and we have the same roots. So this, for us, is also a tragedy. So our country, Russia, is certainly interested, very much interested in putting an end to this conflict. we would like to see this settlement of the conflict to be, we want it to be stable and sustainable, and that requires us to address all of the reasons for the conflict and making sure that all of the Russia's interests are taken into account and that the balance of power is respected. I agree with President Trump, and he said, he spoke about this today as well. He said that Ukraine's security must also be respected, and we will continue to work on that. I'm sure that the understanding that we've reached today will help us open the path towards peace in Ukraine, and I hope that in Kyiv and in European capitals they will hear this and they will see this as a positive thing and will not try to create obstacles or create provocations and undermine the progress that we can achieve here. Oh, by the way, with the U.S. new administration, bilateral trade between Russia and the U.S. has started to go up, maybe just symbolic numbers, but it's increased by 20%. There are a lot of areas where we could deepen our interaction, deepen trade. Russian-American investment cooperation has a lot, huge potential. Russia and the United States have a lot to work together with when it comes to IT, to space exploration and many other areas, intensifying contacts between our Far East and America is also a good opportunity, a good prospect. Now, it is symbolic that this the so-called date-changing line that goes on the border between Russia and the United States, a place, a line where you can step from today into tomorrow. It is really symbolic. So I'd like to thank President Trump for the work that we've had today, for the friendly tone of conversation, for the goal-oriented approach, results-oriented approach. We can see clearly what the United States wants to achieve. President Trump certainly sincerely cares for the future of his country. At the same time, he understands that Russia has its own national interests. I'm sure that today's agreements will help us restart pragmatic relations between Russia and the United States and help us start on the path towards resolution in Ukraine. And also, one more thing. In 2022, during my final contacts with the previous administration, I tried to convince my previous American counterpart, President Biden, that we needn't move towards a situation which could lead to a military confrontation. I told him before that that would be a critical mistake. And now, President Trump, when he says that if he were president, there would be no war. And I personally believe that is the case. There would be no war had President Trump been president at that time. Because myself and President Trump have had very good trust-based relations. And I'm confident that if we had stayed on that path, we could move as quickly as possible to a resolution of the conflict in Ukraine. Thank you for your attention.
Before I proceed to the formal part, I would like to express to Her Majesty the Queen and the people of the United Kingdom our sincere condolences with the loss of the British soldiers in Iraq. It is clear for everyone that in spite of the differences that existed before, today we need to act jointly.
This is great. Thank you. Lovely noise.